My name is Alex Webb. I'm here on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It is the 31st of August 2009. Could you please state your name, your date of birth, and where you come from?
My name's Sarah Jane Howard, date of birth 5th of August 1976, and I'm from Bristol.
So when did you first hear about the project?
I think I remember reading about it in a newspaper, I think. But it was also on the telly at the same time, so I'm not quite sure which came first.
Yeah.
But it was kind of probably the same day, it was in both, so that's where that came from.
And what inspired you to take part?
I just wanted to do something a bit different, because bit of a boring life, civil servant, living in Bristol, been there forever, just wanted to have a go at something different, and I was inspired to do something different because it sounds a bit daft, but I learnt to swim in April, and I have not been able to do that, and it's, you know, 30 years of lessons, couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I thought, why not try something else? You know, go for something else. I'm a little bit scared of heights, so I thought, hey, another fear.
Another challenge. So
exactly.
2009 is a good year.
Yeah, it's going
year.
Well so far.
Well, I think that's a good way to do it. So. I was going to ask you any hopes and fears, but we got some fear there, but the heights. Any hopes and expectations about going out there?
I just hope not to fall off, to be brutally honest. No, I don't know what to expect, and I don't have any kind of specific aspirations. I just think it'd be amazing view round, see who's come to say hello.
Yeah.
All my friends have said they'll come, so God knows if any of them turn up, but hopefully I'll be able to see them and I won't be too busy clinging to the concrete for dear life.
Yeah. Who would you say you're doing this for, would you say? Is it like a personal challenge?
I think it's for me. Really. Although it sounds a bit, I mean, it's the kind of thing that I think all my family would quite like to do. I mean, my grandma's died, but this is the kind of thing she would have done. My mum would have loved to do this kind of thing, but she's unfortunately in a wheelchair and can't see, and all these things have happened to her recently, and I just think I've got to give these things a go, and it's for me really, but I can see all these other people behind me who would have done it if they could, but circumstances won't let them.
Yeah. Have you ever been involved in any kind of performing arts before, or anything like this before? But you said this is a unique experience for you.
Yeah, this is unique. I mean, I've never done this kind of thing. I'm big on my AmDram, involved in theatre, studied theatrical makeup. So I'm quite into performance in that sort of way, but nothing really like this.
Yeah. And if I was to ask you, what's most important in your life at the moment, what would you say?
Oh my goodness, most important thing. I'm working towards feeling content.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, a lot of people think, you know, great money is the way to happiness or family or anything. But actually, I'd like everything to be kind of ticking over nicely so that I'm actually content with things. Because I'm always quite restless. I mean, at the moment, I'm thinking, oh, might be time to study something else or start a new job. And I would like to be, I'd just like to be content, really.
And do you think standing on the plinth that'll kind of help you reach that, or if you know.
Probably not.
I
don't think it's going to sort out my entire life in an hour. Absolutely. Yes, and the fact that this is, you know, something that so few people are having the opportunity to do, and the fact that I'm getting the chance to do it, it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So yes, it will stay with me, and hopefully this will be the kind of thing that buoys me up and gears me on to give other things a go.
Could you tell us a little bit about your background and just kind of growing up, if that's okay, like where you're from?
Well, as I said earlier, I'm from Bristol, a little village just outside of Bristol, Colpit Heath. No one's ever heard of it. It's never been put on the map, unfortunately. I'm just trying to think what to say. Live with my family. I've got a sister and a brother, both younger than me, so I'm in charge.
Yeah.
Responsible, I guess, rather than in charge. I do feel responsible. I still do feel responsible for them. Little village school. went to university, had a go at teacher training, wasn't for me. Been a civil servant for ages.
So could you explain that? How's that for you?
Like, what, how it wasn't for me?
Yeah. Well, just, you know, how is that going for you?
Okay. Yes. Goodness, I don't. You know, I don't know where to start. I mean, as I said, university was great. Loved every minute of it. Fantastic 3 years. Went on to teacher training. Spent 6 months doing that and realised that it was bureaucratic, and you didn't get a chance to actually spend any time with the children once you planned in the ridiculous lessons you had to do. We could never do anything. We never do anything artistic. Never do anything dramatic. Mm-hmm. I could never do anything that I actually liked.
What kind of teacher training?
It was primary teaching. Okay. Yeah, and it was all going swimmingly until I realised that actually it wasn't for me. Mm-hmm. And I had a class of children who dismantled the wind chime and started hitting each other over the head with it. So
that was the last day.
That was it, yeah. I left after that. Final straw.
And you didn't like wind chimes.
Children and wind chimes. No.
Yeah, yeah.
So since then it's been, as I said, I've been a bit restless. Been in the civil service for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Took time out in the middle of that to go back to college, study, as I said, for theatrical makeup course, which I loved. Can't find work.
Yeah. What was the reason for choosing that?
Because I'd always been interested in theatre.
Mm-hmm.
Never thought I'd be the kind of person to go on stage, because I'm probably, despite what anyone might think, quite shy and retiring.
Yeah.
Didn't think that was my kind of thing, and I'd got involved in face painting. I work at Bristol Zoo, face painting, and I wanted to take it a step further.
Mm-hmm.
So I applied and miraculously got offered a place on the course, and it was an amazing year. But at the end of it, unfortunately, it's not the easiest thing to find work in, and bills and commitments have meant that I've had to go back to the office.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, maybe I'm still going, still doing the amateur stuff and help out lots of groups and things. So maybe one day it'll
mm-hmm.
come to something.
Mm-hmm. Is that, and are you going to do some of the face painting on the plinth?
I'm not, no, actually, because really I need another person to face paint. It's not so good. No, I'm pretty good at painting myself, but I do have all these little plastic heads that look like, you know, dismembered bodies around the house.
What is it you plant on the plinth?
I'm threading beads onto a very long string that hopefully by the end of the hour will be the length of the plinth.
Right.
Possibly won't be, because I'll probably get distracted by people around me taking a few photos,
and I'll
probably get about six beads on there.
So how's it working?
The plan is to start putting a couple of beads on, pop it over the side, through the net, so that it kind of dangles down, and then you can see the beads passing. It's all very arty, you see. It's like time passing as well, you see. It's
like a
beady kind of egg timer.
So where did you come up with the idea?
A friend of mine moved to Thailand, and she came home in the summer, and we were sat in her back garden, her sister's back garden, having a couple of drinks, and we were just talking about what I could possibly do, and it suddenly came from nowhere, and that's what we decided.
So
yes, well, I don't know whether it is interesting, but it's a little bit different. I wanted to do something a little bit different, but also something that I could sit down, because I was a little bit scared I might topple.
Yeah.
So we went with that. So this is for Emma.
Oh. This is also for Emma.
All for Emma. The beads are Emma. Yeah, Emma came up with the idea with me, so it's for Emma.
Copyright,
I will.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she's gonna be very
nice,
so.
She will be. Definitely.
Yeah. You mentioned Thailand. Were you travelling there as well?
What was that, sorry?
You mentioned Thailand.
Thailand. I've not been either. She keeps asking me to go and visit. I just haven't managed to save enough money yet to go.
Yeah.
But it's on the, again, it's kind of
it's
for the next,
like to,
yeah,
yeah,
probably the next 6 months. It's
yeah.
it's on the agenda.
Yeah, I think in 2009, I mean,
well,
this is great.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to fit in 2009. I think that's the 2010 goal now.
This is quite a big thing for her.
Yeah, I think 2010 is Thailand.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
that'd be nice.
Are you familiar with Anthony Gormley's works other than this? Or, I mean, are you, you know, is sculpture something that you're interested in?
Not especially, and I'm not particularly familiar with his work. I've seen the little figure on the roundhouse when we went to a gig, and I know a little bit, but not especially, and sculpture's not necessarily something I'm particularly interested in. I have a friend who will hate me for saying that, because she sculpts, but she's not going to know. At least I hope she's not going to know. I just said that, my God. But it's not really something I'm particularly interested in.
Yeah. But what was it that attracted to you? I mean, was it just a kind of public art project? I mean, was it?
It was, yeah, it was the
audience participation thing.
I think that's probably what it is. It was the fact that it was, it's kind of alive and it's kind of evolving and moving all the time.
Yeah,
and with a sculpture,
yeah.
it's not necessarily, you know, it's
sure.
there.
Yeah.
Whereas this is kind of like a living sculpture.
No, absolutely.
So
yeah,
that sounds a little bit corny, but that's kind of what it is. So it's and also it's a chance to kind of see so many different people
mm-hmm.
from so many different backgrounds and with so many different ideas all
yeah.
involved in the same thing, which I think is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So.
And lastly, what would be the main thing you'd say about yourself? Or if you were to get some friends to describe?
To describe? Oh my goodness. Apparently I'm a drama queen.
Drama queen?
Yeah. oh my goodness. I don't know what people would say about me. I'm quite loud and energetic and I'm always rushing from one thing to another. I am quite dramatic, obsessed with keeping things together and keeping things moving and always worrying, as I said, about my family and trying to keep them together and sort them out. I don't know. Maybe I'd probably just say I'm... This sounds awful. The most bland word in the world has just come into my head. Oh, my God.
Oh.
I was going to say nice.
No, that's nothing wrong with that.
How awful. I don't want to be nice. I guess they come to me and ask me for help with things, and I do tend to help people. I know what people say about me, that I don't say no enough.
Okay.
That's what people are always saying at work and at home. I don't say no to enough people. So there we go. I try too hard to accommodate people, and I should say no occasionally.
Yeah.
There we go.
Well, thank you so much for the interview. Thank you.
Thank
Thanks
you.
Thank you.